Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, at first the Ouija board seemed harmless. But when it claimed to be connected to someone he had known as a child, the experience stopped feeling like a game.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down. Just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like an ad-free version of the show, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials, you can do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. I have played with a Ouija board as a kid. Harper, have you played with a Ouija board?
You know.
Tell me your deep, darkest secrets. We want to know.
My deep, darkest secret is that I make better decisions than you. I have never played with a Ouija board, Carol, and I never will.
That
no, I do not
laugh.
Like green. No, I do not like green eggs and hands. Sam, I am. I think I'm all good there.
The funny thing is that at your age, 100%, you are making so many better decisions than I ever did at your age. So yeah, you will continue making better decisions than I ever did. But I will say this because I'm old, and when I was a kid, it really. Like we were recently talking about, Kathy and I, in an episode about how it was marketed. And it was marketed as a game for kids. You want to know who you're going to go study with? You know, you want to know these deep, dark life things?
You want to know who you're going to end up seeing in the afterlife? Use the Ouija board.
You know, so it was very innocent and naive and fun. And at the time, like, people were totally into all that sort of stuff. And it was like, great, I would love to know what the future holds. And that's what it was all about, finding out what the future holds more than getting in touch with demons. Now, okay, say there was a new game out, they're marketing it as a game or an app or something like that. And it's like, find out what the future holds. This Magic 8-Ball app can tell you. Would you mess with that?
No. No. Because, I mean, it's probably not going to be accurate, to be honest.
No, it's not. But I was just so drawn to it. It was like, I am going to find out what my future is going to be. This is awesome. But of course you would do that. Is anybody here with us, sort of thing?
You know, Carol, my favorite way to find out the future? Get this. Now, this is a very coveted secret of mine, but the best way to know your future is to live it for yourself when the time comes. I mean, seriously, we don't need to, like, all those predictions and stuff because you control the future if you just make the decisions to do so.
See, you're a wise person.
I know, right? I'm so wise.
Do you think that the future is mapped out? Do you think that you have choices? Or was it always meant to be that way?
You know those, like, choose your own adventure Goosebumps books?
Are you really choosing your own adventure?
Absolutely, I'm choosing my own adventure. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Well, I just find it really interesting. I used to be the girl at the parties reading tarot cards for everyone in the back bedroom.
You know how to read tarot cards?
Yeah, I have them.
Really?
Yes. I haven't messed with them in years, but yes.
Okay. Well, next time I see you, we are so doing a tarot reading, and you're not getting out of that, so.
I don't even know if I'd be any good at it anymore, but we'll get them out and mess with them. How about that?
It sounds like a great
idea. I never really felt like the same about a tarot reading as I do about a Ouija board. I still don't. I feel like a Ouija board's much darker, and a tarot reading kind of just helps set the stage and prepare you for what might happen. And I don't know, just different things.
I watched a horror movie recently called Tarot that I really liked. Highly recommend it. You ever hear about that one? It came out like not too long ago, but it's like all the tarot cards come to life and kill all the characters. It's a great movie.
Oh, and like swords. I wouldn't want don't want to be killed by, you know, any of those cards. That would be bad.
Oh, great. But like the effects and just costuming and all of it was just really creepy and unnerving, and I really liked it. So
I might have to check that out during the middle of the afternoon so I don't dream about it all night long. So let's go to this story about a Ouija board. It says, I'm from the Philly area. I'm in my early 20s now. I work overnights. I burn through podcasts pretty fast. Your show has been getting me through some long shifts lately. This experience happened a few years back when my wife and I were still dating and living with roommates. I also need to say this up front. I've always had a complicated relationship with loss. My mom died when I was very young. I grew up hearing stories about her instead of memories. Oh, that breaks my heart.
I'm sorry for
that. Gets me in the heart, especially the way I grew up hearing stories instead of memories. Oh. I didn't have a clear image of her voice or her personality, just fragments, secondhand descriptions, and a lot of unanswered questions. I didn't think much about it day to day, but it definitely left a mark. So when this happened, I was already carrying some emotional baggage without realizing it. One night, my girlfriend mentioned that one of her roommates had an old Ouija board tucked away in a closet. She said it casually, like no big deal. I laughed it off. I assumed it was one of those novelty ones you buy as a joke, something people mess with once and forget about it. But later that night, after everyone else in the house had gone to bed, she brought it out. And it looked cheesy, glow-in-the-dark letters, thin cardboard, lightweight planchette. Nothing about it looked serious or evil. If anything, that made me feel safe. Like there was no way something cheap and mass-produced could actually do anything. I was curious more than anything, nervous, yeah, but in that this is probably fake sort of way. We sat at the kitchen table with the lights off except for one candle, not for atmosphere, but because the board supposedly needed darkness to glow. Even then, I remember thinking how quiet the house felt. We didn't say any prayers. We didn't talk about rules or anything like that. We didn't even really know what we were doing. She asked the first question, something generic like, is anyone here? Nothing happened. She asked again, still nothing. At that point, I relaxed a little. I figured that was it, case closed. Then she said, you try. I hesitated because suddenly it felt more serious when it was my turn. I asked something just as vague, is anyone in the room with us? And the planchette moved. Not fast, not dramatically, just enough to answer yes. I felt a rush of adrenaline, like when something unexpected happens and your brain hasn't caught up yet. We both immediately accused each other of pushing it. We even lifted our fingers to prove we weren't. Which I don't know how that proves anything. Like, look, my fingers aren't on it. I didn't move it a minute ago. We kept going, still half laughing, still a little nervous. I asked if it was a person. Yes. Male or female? Female. That's when something shifted for me. Not fear, more like attention. Like suddenly I was listening harder than I had been. I asked for a name. The board spelled out a name that wasn't mine, wasn't my girlfriend's, wasn't anyone in the house. But it was a name I recognized, not because I remembered that person, but because I'd heard it my whole life. A name tied to stories about my family, about loss, about someone who was supposed to have been part of my life, but never was. I didn't say anything at first. I just stared at the board. My girlfriend looked at me and asked what was wrong because she could tell something had hit me. I asked her again if she was moving it, and she swore she wasn't, so I tested it. I asked a question that was not emotional, something neutral and something random, and it answered correctly. Then I asked something more personal, something only someone familiar with my family history would know. Again, correct. By this point, my hands were shaking. My girlfriend had gone completely quiet. The joking was gone. The curiosity was gone. The room felt heavy. Not like something new had entered, but like something had stepped closer. I asked who it was. The board gave an answer that made my stomach drop. It claimed to be someone connected to my mother. I don't want to go into specifics because even typing this out makes my chest tight, but it was convincing in a way I didn't expect. Not because it said something dramatic, but because it answered in a way that felt familiar. At some point, I realized I was crying. I hadn't even noticed when it started. I wasn't sobbing, just tears down my cheeks. That's when my girlfriend finally said, "I don't like this anymore." I agreed completely, but something wanted clarity, or closure maybe. Or maybe I just wanted to know if I was being manipulated, so I asked one more question. I asked if it was really who it claimed to be. There was a long pause, and then the answer changed, no. I felt sick immediately, like that sinking feeling when you realize you've been trusting the wrong person, except magnified because this wasn't a person at all. I asked what it was. The board didn't give a name, just something non-human. I don't want to say the word it used because I don't know if that was true either. But whatever it claimed to be, it wasn't comforting, and it definitely wasn't what it had pretended to be. The fear hit at once. I knew enough to at least try to close it properly. We said goodbye. We said we were done. We asked it to leave. It didn't respond at first. That was the worst part. Not anger, not threats, just silence, like something refusing to acknowledge us. Finally, after repeating ourselves, the planchette moved to goodbye. We didn't hesitate. We turned on every light in the house. We put the board back in the box. We shoved it into a closet. Like that might undo what had just happened. We threw it away a few days later. Here's the thing, though. Nothing dramatic happened after that. No scratches, no shadows, no voices. What did happen was more internal. I felt unsettled in a way I couldn't explain. Not scared of the dark, but paranoid. Like something had gotten under my skin. I had nightmares, not about demons or Ouija boards or anything obvious, but more about conversations that felt almost normal until I woke up and realized it wasn't quite right. What bothered me wasn't the fear. It was the realization that whatever we spoke to knew exactly how to get my attention and knew what would matter to me. I don't know if the board worked because it was real or because I was emotionally vulnerable or because our brains are really good at filling in gaps when we want answers badly enough. Whatever happened that night felt personal, and that's what scares me more than anything else. Thanks for letting me share this. I don't mess with things like that anymore. Some doors don't need to be opened. It's from Frankie. That's creepy, creepy, creepy.
You know, that might just be the most responsible person we've ever had a story of using in a Ouija board. I mean, really.
Did all the things right, right?
Did all the things, even closed out correctly, and never touched it again. Amazing. Perfect. Great job. Now burn it.
You know what I thought was interesting was that I was just, because most of the Ouija board stories that we come across kind of fit the same pattern, because it's usually like, and then I started hearing these weird sounds, and then I started this happened or that happened. That's not the case here. It was more like, it felt like it messed with his head, or her. I guess Frankie could be a girl too. But I also think it would. Not that anything paranormal happened. I think there would be a little kind of trauma that would go through that, like kind of paranoia that would seep into your dreams.
Oh, yeah.
And make
definitely.
You feel uncomfortable because you'd had such a weird experience. You know, it's kind of like when I got my house broke into. I guess this is kind of an analogy, but knowing that they could come back, knowing that somebody had been through my stuff, I felt very, very unsettled. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of that sort of feeling, like you had this weird experience with something very paranormal, and it's hard to just let it go and be normal again.
Yeah, definitely.
But you're right. I'm glad they handled it the way they did and not messing with that shit again. And thanks for not sharing the names, because once when I was a kid, I heard that. Don't ever share the name, because you don't want to ever speak those names out loud. And I don't know what the names are or anything, but I've carried that with me my entire life. Let's not change that now. Okay, let's go to this caller.
Hello, my name is Jeremiah, and I'm calling from Allentown, Pennsylvania. I'm calling to make a comment and also have a little short story of my own that I want to share. Now, the comment is about the most recent episode that I heard yesterday when I was at work. It was about a lady who was driving on the highway, and there was a truck behind her that she thought was going to pass her and it ended up disappearing. Well, I kind of had a similar experience. I was driving from Allentown into Quakertown, and it's just a small little stretch of highway. And when you get to the small town of Quakertown on 309 South, once you pass Quakertown and stay on 309, you get to a small little stretch of highway that takes you all the way into Philadelphia. Well, I had just got on that small stretch of highway. It's around the area, I think, of Telford or Percocet. I'm driving down the highway in my left lane, and there was a small red car behind me. And when the car was behind me, it was kind of getting close, like kind of too close. That's why I was looking back, like, what's this car doing? So I see him flip his signal and go over to the right lane like he's going to pass me. Well, this area of highway, there's no exits yet. I had just passed one of the exits, and there wasn't any more exits for another couple of miles. And I'm waiting for this guy to pass me because I saw him go into the right lane, and he never passed me. So I turned around to see where he was, and the car was gone. So I wanted to tell that lady I had a similar experience of a car that just disappeared, you know, which is weird. And when it first happened, I wasn't really thinking ghosts, you know. I was thinking maybe I just, I was just driving for a long time and just kind of mistaken what really happened. But I know that's what happened. And so that's kind of one experience I wanted to share, plus a comment to that lady. But I have an experience of my own that I wanted to share too, which is kind of freaky. And just to kind of set the stage for what was happening, two things. My wife, her father passed away about 20 years ago. And recently, she'd been having, like, he'd been coming to her in her dreams, kind of. Like, he would talk to her and tell her things. She'd always tell me she had a dream about her dad. And her dad told her this, her dad told her that. Well, that's just kind of a part of what I'm about to tell you. Second part is, where I live at, there's an abandoned house. And the guy who used to live there, I guess he went to jail. And at some point, he was in jail. He got out, and he came back. But the house was already pretty much boarded up. The city took it over. He would just kind of come and sit on the front porch. And when he came around, the neighbors didn't like it. I guess when all this happened, when he went to jail and stuff, it was before I moved there. And he was a crackhead. He was trying to break into cars, break into people's houses. He was stealing stuff. The neighbors didn't like it. So I didn't like it either. I was nervous. And what he would do is he would park his car across the street of my house in this small little parking lot of the church. And that's where he slept. He was sleeping in his little car. Well, the one morning when I was going to work, I went to work. And I work about an hour away from where I live at. And my wife calls me on the phone and she's like, "Did you leave yet?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I left, you know, like a half an hour ago." I'm like, "Why?" She's like, "Well, I keep hearing noise downstairs." I'm like, "Well, it's not me. You know, maybe it's one of the kids, because we got four kids. And sometimes I go down and use the bathroom or whatever." So she's like, "All right, whatever." So then she calls me back again. And she's like, "The alarm on your phone keeps going off. Keeps turning on." I'm like, "And?" She's like, "Yeah, well, I keep turning it off and it keeps turning back on." I'm like, "Well, I don't know what to tell you. Just turn it off." And so then she calls me again. And she's like, "I don't know what's going on, but downstairs, the kitchen sink, the water keeps turning on. Well, somebody got to be down there. One of the kids got to be down there. Somebody's down there turning the water on." And she's like, "No, there's nobody down there. The water's turning on and off by itself. And it's freaking me out. And I don't know what's going on." And I'm just like, "I don't know what to tell you. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I'm almost at work. It's not me turning the water off and on. So I don't know who will be turning the water off and on, but I don't know." And so she hung up. She calls me back again for the third time. "I don't know what's going on. The battery, your cell phone keeps going on, the alarm. I keep turning it off. I took the battery out and it keeps ringing and it's freaking me out. I keep hearing the water turning off and on in the kitchen. And finally, I took your cell phone. I threw it down in the basement because I don't want to hear the alarm going off anymore." She had my son take the phone down to the basement. And that's when I started getting a little freaked out. I'm like, "Wait a minute. You took the battery out of my phone. The phone keeps ringing, even though the battery's taken out." At this point, I don't know if I even believe her or not. You know what I mean? So then she calls me back again. And she's like, "I finally went downstairs to see what's going on with the water. And I hear my father telling me, in a voice in my head, my father tells me, 'Don't go downstairs. Don't worry. It's me. And I'm doing what I can. I'm working to help keep you safe.'" This time I'm even more freaked out. I'm like, "All right, you must be having some kind of crazy dream. I don't know what's going on, but that's just weird. Your father's coming to you to tell you, don't worry. He's working to keep you safe." And so that was the end of it. It wasn't until about 2 or 3 months later when the weather started getting better. This was last winter when this happened, that the weather started getting a little better outside. It was just about spring. And I went out to the backyard to do a little bit of cleaning. And right by our bathroom window in the backyard, I have a piece of wood that's covering that window. That way nobody can see in our bathroom window, you know? And so I noticed that the piece of wood was moved to the side. And when I moved the wood, I could see that the storm window and the bathroom window was ripped open. Like somebody, I could tell it was all marked up. I could tell somebody shoved a screwdriver in there and was trying to pop it up. And they pulled the window up about 6 inches, but they couldn't get the window up the rest of the way. So they weren't able to get inside the window. And that's when I got these chills over me. I'm like, "Wait a minute. This could have been what was happening that morning when my wife was having all those experiences. Maybe it really was her father that was, you know, working to help protect her, making all that noise downstairs and with the alarm and the water going off and all the strange noises my wife was hearing. Could have been this freaking crackhead that was sleeping in his car across the street. And as soon as he saw me go to work, was trying to break it in my back window. And it could have been some kind of, I don't know, divine intervention or whatever you would call it, you know, the spirit world. My wife's guardian angel, I guess her father, was actually working down there to make all that noise to scare this guy away." That's my story. I thought it was kind of strange, and I believe it's true. And I thought I would share it with you guys. I thought you guys might think it was interesting. I don't know if you had anybody else who had a similar experience of a spirit, you know, protecting and doing things to help keep them safe. But I thought you might find it interesting, and I'm glad, you know, I hope I have the opportunity to get this on the show. And I want to say thanks for just having the show and giving everybody a platform to share their experiences. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay, that was an interesting story. Because as it's going along, I'm like, okay, where'd the crackhead come in, because he set that up and then we're going into this whole other thing. And I'm like, but why was he talking about the crackhead? Maybe the crackhead had broke into the house and he's the one who's making all the noise. But then this is a ghost podcast. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It turns out the dad's the, like, the ghost dad's the one trying to protect the his daughter from the crackhead. And I kind of find it funny because the dad's just like, hold my beer. I got this.
I got this. I found it fascinating. And I, now who knows if that's really what happened, but it sounds like that was a one-off with his wife. Like, he's really confused. Like, what is going on with you? Why does the phone keep ringing? Why is the water turning on and off? Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And then, like, she heard her voice, her dad's voice say something like this, don't worry, I've got it. I'll keep you safe or something. That was so interesting.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
And I wonder,
a really great story too.
I wonder, too, if part of it was, like, it was kind of keeping them away from certain parts of the house. You know, like, they're hearing stuff, yeah, but you don't want to go in there. When sometimes when you hear something, it's like, that was weird. I don't want to go in and see what that was. So, mm-hmm, you know, like, maybe you're sound asleep and you hear the water going off in another room. Well, I would get up if that was the case, because I'm like, shit, a pipe has burst, knowing my, yeah, house. But you know what I mean? There's times that you hear something, it's like, I'm going to stay right here. I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
And it definitely almost makes me feel like it might have been the dad trying to keep everybody safe.
Yeah.
The phone is ringing, so the son takes it downstairs. So now it sounds like there's someone downstairs with, yeah, a phone ringing.
Yeah.
You know, oh, the water just turned on in the other room. I, you know, crackhead's like, I can't go in that room. They just turned the water on in there. Somebody's in that room. Somebody's down in the basement. Somewhere, somebody's everywhere I turn around. That was a really cool story.
Yeah, it was a really great story.
I have not heard one quite like that before. Like I always say, just when you think you've heard every paranormal story you possibly can, when like that comes along.
Right. I mean, how many years have we been doing this?
I think this show started in 2014. I think it's been 12 years.
I've been on here since I've been like, what, like
five, six? Something like that.
So
we've all listened to you grow up.
That's kind of cool. It's kind of
cute. Because those early episodes with you are freaking adorable.
So that's like 8 years of, yeah, just ghost stories. And I have never heard one like that before.
I thought it was fascinating. That was a really, really good one. Well, if you have a story that you'd like to share with us, please do that. Leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.